The Angels and the Rays on Tuesday from beautiful St. Petersburg, Florida. First batter of the game, Cameron Maben. He's about to greet Alex Cobb.
Maben drives one out to deep left field. 1-0 Angels. Big fly for Cameron Maben. Third of the season.
Cameron Maben, we talk about being a table setter. Well, he set the table and finished the table with that swing of the bat.
And Trout drills one out to the left. That is gone. Back-to-back Jacks, 2-0 Halos.
Down goes back.
Nasty.
Make that four strikeouts. One away.
That's a perfect split.
Down goes Rasmus. He's seen six pitches and has struck out twice.
It's just one out right now. Two runners on. Go ahead, run at the plate. First pitch, and that ball's lifted high in the air. Tipped pretty well into right field. Going back is Cole Calhoun, and that ball will smack off the wall. It's in play. There was some confusion by the runners. It ends up being a very, very long single.
Halos just trying to get out of the seventh inning. 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Down goes Norris.
The Angels take down the Rays 4-0. Mike Trout reaches 15 homers in his 42nd game this season. His previous career best was 56 games. Matt Shoemaker improves to 4-0 in his career versus the Rays with a 1.90 ERA. Mike Socia saw Cameron Maben and Mike Trout go deep in the first on back-to-back pitches as the Angels went on for a 4-0 victory on Tuesday night. Here is Socia talking about the win at the Trop against the Rays.
You know, the stretches early, Shoe was throwing the ball as well as he did at any time during that stretch last year, and that was encouraging. And then he just lost his release point. Pitch count wasn't up. It was a little bit hot and humid, and he just lost his release point for his last probably five or six hitters. Got away with it and got out of the sixth, but the seventh just things got away from him. He was behind a lot of counts in the last two innings, so he battled and got us to a certain point.
Talk about Cameron Maben. He's certainly an igniter at the top of the lineup.
He's doing what he did last year, and it's great to see. He's in a real good comfort zone right now. He's playing great baseball, and it's important to us with some of the guys that have been out of the lineup.
You guys have been on quite a roll lately. What's been the key to make to the recent success over the last couple of weeks?
Well, the one constant is we've been getting the starting pitching pretty consistent, getting us to a point in the game, and our bullpen starting to evolve. And the big thing that we're going to really need is for our offense to catch up and start doing some of the things we can do. Tonight, we had a chance for some runs. We got four, but had a chance, obviously, basically nobody out and couldn't get anything out of that inning. We're just waiting for that offense to give us that continual pressure we can put on other teams. You know, Matty was pitching with his back against the wall the whole night tonight, as we did last night, and he got the job done. Bullpen did a great job, but at times we're going to need some breathing room.
How would you describe what Petit did for you guys tonight and really for the whole 2 months?
Yeah, I think everything we're talking about, Petit's been as important as any piece on our pitching staff. He fills in late in the game. He can give you mid-innings, give you multiple innings. And for him to get in there and, strike out the three batters he faced, you can't do much better than that.
How big was it for you guys to get to Cobb early, considering how we pitched after the first inning?
Well, he pitched a good game. Getting any early runs are always important. But as you can see, if you let him settle in, he knows how to pitch and knows what he's doing. And he pitched a great game for those guys. So you try to get every pitcher early. Tonight we did with the back-to-back from Cam and Mike to get started, and we made it hold up.
Yusmeiro Petit inherited a bases-loaded one-out jam from Matt Shoemaker in the bottom of the seventh. Petit faced two batters and struck them both out. Here is the veteran reliever on his performance on Tuesday.
The point is the key for us stay together, It's coming no matter what the situation, to stay together, be ready for any situation the guy might give it for us. And be ready, you control a lot of stride and a couple of ground balls and everything, and it's all together and working it together, everything is together. So for us, it's all the key for the team.
So today's situation, you come in, a team that has high percentage strikeouts, also a lot of power.
What was the importance that you needed to know about those hitters you were facing in saving Shoemaker there?
I need to know the umpire is close, so everybody knows that. So for me, it's attack, before the zone, be ready for the couple of strikes early and attack the zone. So be excited after that, be and around the zone, because I know that they got a couple guys there, they got a lot of pot, so be ready for everything.
Ever since Cameron Maben was moved into the leadoff spot, he has been a man possessed. Maben went deep to lead off the game, and he's been one of the major's hottest hitters since inheriting that leadoff spot. He spoke about his effort in the team's 4-0 win against the Rays on Tuesday.
You know, so the important thing is to keep it going. Continue to come out here, try to start fast, start early. Shu was outstanding tonight. Alvy was great, Petit was great. So, you know, it's a combination of things like that that create winning baseball. So if we continue to play loose, continue to play like that, you know, good things will happen.
Thank you for bringing up the pitching, because that's where I was going. Going back maybe 4 or 5 weeks, the starters starting to turn over in this bullpen. I mean, they're stranded runners all over the place.
Yeah, that's huge. And, you know, when you put together games like that, you know, good things start to happen. You know, even in the Mets series, we lost two, but the pitching was great. The pitching was there. And we continue to swing the bats well. And you know, patiently aggressive is our motto right now. And, you know, it's always fun to get wins on the road.
No doubt. Scale of 1 to 10, how much you like leading off here?
I like leading off, just period. You know, I enjoy setting the tone, getting on base, kind of, you know, create, you know, making the defense a little bit unsettled. It's fun. You know, when I get on there, guys get good pitches to hit. So, you know, I'm just trying to, you know, be that spark and, you know, keep their energy high and you know, good things are happening right now.
You're doing that. Lastly, just on the home run you saw, I know it's back-to-back games, the home runs. I mean, you hit that 416. You and Trout almost identical on back-to-back pitches.
Yeah, we said follow that cab, you know. So, you know, again, anytime you're getting, you know, you're hitting in front of that guy, you're going to get good pitches to hit. So it's just, you know, putting a quality swing on the ball. And, you know, it's always fun. It's a good way to, you know, start for Shu. I'm sure Shu appreciated it. And he did what he's supposed to do, come right back out and shut these guys down. And, again, my hats off, got to go out. Hats have to go off the Shu. He was great tonight.
The Angels send Ricky Nolasco to the mound on Wednesday. He'll oppose Erasmo Ramirez.